Hey everyone, this is Kirk Martin, founder of Celebrate Calm, and just wanted to give you a few quick tips to not only survive the summer, but really enjoy the summer with your kids. And I know some of you have different things. You have both working parents, or you're a single mom, single dad, and you're working, so maybe your kids are with the grandparents, or they're at summer camp, and some of you have the joy of being home every single day, all day long, with your kids all summer long. And so here are some ideas. Take them, use them, apply them as you can. I know one thing that we always kept in mind, because as many of you know, back in the day, we used to have camps with these kids, these very strong-willed kids who were very, very bright, who got bored easily, who loved to argue, who all wanted to do things their own way, who had trouble getting along with their friends, difficulty with social skills, didn't play games well. So we spent all day long with them every day for weeks at a time all summer long. And so one of the things I used to do on my brain is just say, I have to keep these kids' brains focused. I have to give them very purposeful missions. And if you ever listen to any of our programs, you'll hear me use those words of giving kids purposeful missions. So here are a few ideas for you. And I would encourage you, number one is I want to have some kind of routine. I don't want to recreate the school year, because for many of you, it's just miserable. Kids getting up and rushing in the morning, you've got to go and go and go. And then after school, you've got homework done, extracurriculars, dinner time, your kids are finicky, and bedtime and bath time, it's just miserable. So I don't want to have that kind of routine, but some kind of structure. And I would ask you, you've got to plan in advance and be proactive. Because if you're not proactive, what will happen is every day will end up being miserable, because your kids are going to fight with each other. You're going to just do your go-to, which, you know what, fine, guys, just do your screens, get in your video games, as long as you're quiet and you don't fight, just go ahead and do it. So you're going to have to be a little bit proactive. Have a little bit of structure and routine built into your days. Some days at camps, we would do a thing where we say, okay, every Monday, here's what we're going to do. Tuesdays, technology-free Tuesday, but Tuesday, we're going to make tacos. And I would march the kids up. We'd actually walk up to the local Safeway. I'd have them, we'd go through the woods. We'd play some games along the way. They would go and they'd pick out everything that we needed in order to make tacos. And then we would walk back. Part of it, I was getting their sensory needs met. There was a plan to it. They all had individual jobs. And then they actually made the food. And they loved tacos. And then we'd play different games outside. Like we'd throw tacos. Some days I'd let them make a taco and then try to drop it on my head off of our deck. Again, you don't have to do all of that. But a little bit of structure to your days. Here's a good idea for some structure for you. And it's this. Come up with a theme. Right? Because for some of you, I want you to think of, okay, I've got 10 weeks with our kids. You may have a week or two of vacation where you're gone during that time, or maybe a week or two where the kids are doing camp. But you have a lot of weeks there where you kind of have to plan for. So I used to think of it in terms of, okay, we're doing summer camp. If you were doing summer camp at your home, pick a theme. So one week, it might be sports. What are all the different sports you could do during the week? Some of you, it could be that the theme is building. So one day you're making this really cool Lego creation and really involved, and there's a plan to it. It might be, we used to do this a lot because a lot of the kids we work with, they love, their kind of future architects and engineers. We'd actually go and visit new home sites and watch them build and watch them put up new homes. And we'd do that, and the kids would guess what kind of house they were building and what they were kind of creating. Some days we just get scrap wood and hammers and nails and different things and just let the kids build stuff out in the garage or outside, because many of your kids love that kind of building. So be creative. One week, maybe, hey, every day we're going to talk about a foreign country. Some of your kids love trivia. It could be fixing food that's known in that country. It may be some kind of weird little thing. You may end up with Spain and bullfighting and whatever. It could be food camps, right? Of trying different foods, and your kids have to learn to cook a different meal, whatever it is. And then you obviously get to drink the wine. But you know what I'm talking about. So some kind of theme that maybe holds the day or the week together. Third idea, a larger mission or purpose. And I love this, especially if you're going to be home with your kids, of saying, hey, guys, listen, we want to have a larger purpose in our family. And we know that, you guys are kind of entrepreneurial. You like money. So we're going to try to come up with this summer. Let's come up with a family business. What could we do together? And then have a goal, a big goal. Now, I don't know what it is. It could be $250. It could be $500. It could be, hey, this summer, we're going to make $1,000 by running our own family business. And you get the kids using their particular skills in running that business. Some of them are artistic, so they're making signs. Other ones are building and making stuff that you can actually sell. But here are a couple cool ideas to hold that together. One is to say, listen, if we're going to earn $1,000 or whatever amount it is, half of that money we're going to keep, and at the middle or the end of the summer, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this really cool day where we're going to go to the water park, and you're going to invite your friends, and we're just going to splurge a little bit and get wet and get terrible food that they serve at the water park, whatever it is. But do some kind of big thing that you've wanted to do and experience together as a family you've wanted to do. And then half that money we're going to give to charity. We're going to buy clothes for needy people. We're going to buy a lot of food for homeless people. We're going to donate to St. Jude's for children with cancer. We're going to go and volunteer at a soup kitchen. By the way, that may be in your routine of like every Wednesday is volunteer day. It could be that one of your themes is giving to seniors. Another theme might be helping kids with cancer, whatever it is, or the homeless. Find some of those things to do. Service projects are a fantastic thing to do over the summer. Number four, I want you to rebuild your child's confidence and rebuild your relationship with your child. Because sometimes the school year just crushes your child's spirit and you're so stressed out and everything is so negative. And I want you to begin rebuilding that confidence. I would encourage you, listen to the CDs over the summer. We've got all these great CDs on all these different topics. And I know for some of you, you're so busy during the school year, you don't get a chance to really listen, absorb, and implement them. But I'll give you an idea. Actually ask your kids. Here are two dares. I dare you to ask your kids to listen to the Strong-Willed Child CD program, the one about stopping power struggles. Just let them listen. They can download it to their own iPhone. You can just play it for them, and you leave the room. Let them do it on their own and say this. Does this describe you? Right? Is this what it feels like to be you? And let them listen to some of the other ones, maybe on the discipline one or whatever it is. Let them listen and ask this question. What would you want us to change or me to change as your parent, right? Because when we have camps with kids nowadays, when we do it, we'll ask them to say, what are two or three things you wish your parents would stop doing or start doing? So let your kids listen to it and say, listen, you guys come up with a plan. Just like I want them to come up with a plan for certain themes of the week or a business or a service project, let them come up with some ideas and say, hey, here's what we need to change as a family. Because you're still the authority figure in the home. But now you've got the kids getting involved. And I guarantee as they listen to this, and if you take ownership and say, yeah, I do. I lecture you too much. I'm on you too much. I yell too much. I ask you too many times to do things. Let your kids absorb this, right? Use it even as a, if you want to, and you can email me with this, but very focused questions for your kids as they listen to certain CD programs. And I just encourage you with this. We're doing a summer special where you can get everything we own for the lowest price we've ever done. And if you do instant downloads, which allow you to share them with your parents and with your, even with your siblings, with other people, you get it even cheaper. Just look on our website, celebratecalm.com, and you'll find a summer special. And if you need help specifically, email my son, Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, at celebratecalm.com, and just say summer special, summer tips, and we'll put together a special package for you that you can use to listen with your kids and have them listen over the summer. But I want you to use this as time to rebuild their confidence, to rebuild your relationship with your child. Number five, have fun with your kids. Create successes. Get them using their gifts, talents, and passions. Being curious. Look, many of your kids have these these strange and weird interests, right, and obsessions with things. Let them explore that when they don't have all the homework to do and all the schoolwork to do. Let them be curious. Give them opportunities to use their gifts, talents, and passions in different ways to serve other people, to make things, right, to do things for people. And lead them, though. You've got to lead them. Because if you don't have a plan and you don't lead, every day they're going to wake up, they're going to sleep in, they're going to wake up, they're going to get right on screens, they're going to get sucked into screens. And once they do, it's really difficult to get them motivated to go do something else. But if from the morning you've got a plan and some energy, right, and you lead them and get them outside and doing some of these cool projects, you can wean them off and get them off video games, and you can get them seeing that they've got all these skills, and when they use these skills to serve other people, they can make money, they can help people, they can feed people, and it's really, really cool. And so I'll end with this. I just ask you this. Enjoy your kids, because school year gets so busy sometimes that we fall into the trap of just being negative. And I want you to begin to just enjoy your kids and have fun with them and be curious about them and really get into, like, find out what's in their hearts and what's in their brains and get to know these kids and really study them and enjoy them. And if we can help you with this in any way, please just let us know, because we love doing this stuff. Thank you for investing this time. I hope you enjoy summertime. If you need any help, just email us. You can email me directly at Kirk, K-I-R-K, at celebratecalm.com. You can call us at 888-506-1871. You can find a lot of helpful podcasts and blogs on our website at celebratecalm.com. We have a Facebook page at Celebrate Calm. But anyway, thank you for investing in your kids. Keep enjoying them, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.